this is taken, the presentation is taken from our manual in Women's Ministries, Outreaches for Everyone.
Okay. Thank you.
This is based on, it's adapted from Mark Finley's evangelism series, his way of teaching his, for his field schools, what have you. And I don't have, I'm going to have to follow the script pretty much here because I wish that I could tell you about the things that I'm doing and what I'm involved in, but I'm going to tell you what's this instead. Let me see if I can even remember how to do this.
I'll connect it for you.
Okay. Those who've newly come to faith should be patient and tender.
Go ahead.
If I even get through this, we're going to be amazed, aren't we? This is a the first part of a quote from Ellen White.
Okay.
Okay. They should be patiently and tenderly dealt with. Okay, thank you. And it is the duty of the older members of the church. Is that in age, you think? I think it means the older members, I think it means the people who've been in the church the longest. It doesn't necessarily mean older, but I think it's the people who are mature, who come. Let me just go back and read this. Of the church to devise ways and means to provide help and sympathy and instruction for those who have conscientiously withdrawn from other churches for the truth's sake, and thus cut themselves off from the pastoral labor to which they've been accustomed. The church has a special responsibility laid upon her to attend to these souls who have followed the first rays of light that they received, and if the members of the church neglect this duty, they'll be unfaithful to the trust that God has given them. That's pretty strong words. And what is it then that we, what's our responsibility? What is it that we're trying to learn to do? Well, women especially have a gift at nurturing. In fact, evangelism is hard work. Giving Bible studies is hard work. But having a baby is hard work. It's called labor. And sometimes women say, oh, I'm never going to have another one. But it doesn't take long for them to forget that pain because there's so much joy in the new baby. And there should be so much joy in the new believer accepting Jesus Christ that you want to do it again and again. And so women like to do that. They like to be nurturing. And beginning an evangelistic series, for example, you do different activities to try to get people's interest. But that can't end at the end of the series. It needs to continue on. You need to do things like form small groups. In fact, the most important thing to do when a person has come to Christ is to put them in a small group with other people. How many friends does a new believer need in order to feel part of the community, of the church congregation? Does anybody know? You going to take a guess? Doctor, over here, Dr. Amati? Five at least. Yes. How many times have you seen someone who's come in as a new person and doesn't, they're shy? Some of us aren't shy, and some of us are. Or maybe they're a little different in certain ways, or they're not even attractive. Do we just ignore them and go on? I've seen this happen at churches, like if you have a potluck and someone just comes in and sits by themselves and the other members are talking to each other, you know, and they totally forget the person who's sitting over by themselves. And so we have to be intentional about bringing them in and putting them in a group and matching them up with similar people, like a family of little children match them up with a family of little children, and help them develop friendships. Now, I'm so far away from, I don't even remember now what time I'm supposed to be done with this.
And other smart-sounding descriptions.
Yeah, well, okay, well, I'm...
It goes fast.
I know, and so, okay, another Ellen White quote. These people should not be left alone, a prey to Satan's most powerful temptations. They need to be educated in regard to their duties, to be kindly dealt with, and to be led along, and to be apportioned to every man in due season. But people don't like change. I belong to a church where there were several public evangelism series that brought people in recently and really increased the growth. And one person especially just couldn't quit going to her own church on Sunday where her friends and family were. And she was going on Sabbath and going on Sunday. And that, you know what? You can't do that for very long because you have to have personal time. You have to have time to clean your house and do your laundry. And eventually she had to make the decision which church to actually attend. And so we have to be careful. Did I hit that? Go back again? I'm so sorry. We ask them to do all kinds of changes when they first come in. And we have to be patient with them as they are making these decisions. I just was asking you about making friends. Here's some ways that you can make friends. Your new member committee can be responsible for the integration of new members and the new member banquet, which is once or twice a year, where members are featured. That helps you know who the new people are. It helps the new people know who the other new people are. And they feel a camaraderie with each other. And in the first week, the first month, once a week, the new members should be visited, called, talked to, and then once a month for the rest of the year, just to keep connecting with them so that they feel like they're accountable to someone. But also watch for indication of problems. If they don't come to Sabbath school and church every now and then, or if they're not making friends. And I have things I would like to say about that from here, but I'm going to keep on going just to make sure I have time to get through here. These are the church groups where I said put them in with someone who's similar to them in their likes and their situations and have them be accountable. I said that? Okay. If we're training and equipping new members, that technically is what most people call discipleship. And yes, there's further classes on doctrine. There's special classes for new believers, and there's often what we call a pastor's class and for Sabbath school. You know all these things. But one of the things we forget is to work with them on how to study the Bible. One of the most important things that we can do is to help them learn how to have a spiritual life and to coach them in Bible study that is different from the doctrinal Bible studies that they've just gone through. Oh, I meant to ask you this question before I got there. What's the time frame for a new believer for witnessing? The first 3 years. Get them right in. Help them with that. Model that with them. I don't remember what seminar would have helped me with that. I would like to go to a seminar with that where I can model for a new believer how to witness, because I grew up in the Adventist church and I've done everything with the Adventists, and I don't even feel comfortable going out on the streets and talking to people. And that's a hard one for me. That's a very hard one for me. Provide opportunities at your church for them to come to. And here's the one that says first model witnessing and then encourage them to try. I need someone to model the witnessing for me. We talk a lot about spiritual gifts, but it really makes a difference when a person knows what they are gifted for and how they can use it to glorify God and edify the church, build up the church. lifestyle changes are difficult for a lot of people when they first come in. And we need to remember to be kind about it. This right here says, don't magnify what they're giving up, but focus on what they're gaining by embracing the new patterns. And now how are they going to be able to do that? Again, modeling for them. If you're having a Sabbath, a Friday evening worship in your home with your family, invite the new people to come in and participate in it with you so that they know what it's like. I just heard, just the other day, I was talking to someone who's a new member at the church who was looking at his watch and saying, okay, I got to get home and get to see the game because it was March Madness and he wanted to see the basketball game that was on. That's not the kind of thing I'm used to hearing. But I wasn't going to say right then and there, that's not the way to keep Sabbath. Of course not. I cannot remember when I started. I really wish I knew how much time I had left. Okay. All right. Here are some of the things that new believers ask, but it seems to me that there was something before that that I wanted to actually tell you. One thing that's important to remember is that we are focusing on our friendships with people when we're working with the new believers. And it is very hard in this day and age because we're all so busy we can hardly even focus on the friendships with our own church members. And it takes a lot of effort to assimilate new people into the congregation. So that's the primary thing, is to be able to include them in your personal life so that they are feeling like part of the church. And if you invite them over, you don't have to worry about how clean the house is or what kind of food you have. The important thing that they remember is the friendship and the time that you are together. I got married just over a year ago for the second time. I've been a widow for 12 years. And the person who I married had been an Adventist for about a year and a half. I'm a fourth generation Adventist. You want to know what the difference is between us? There's so much that he doesn't understand yet. And so I realized that just because someone has gone through a series of Bible studies and they want to be a Seventh-day Adventist and they're baptized doesn't mean that they know everything about the church. And how often does it take you to learn something new anyway? Can you tell me how to give a Bible study on the sanctuary and all just without any other materials, anything with you? Is it that ingrained in you that you can do it with no other help? Even we have a little bit of trouble with that. So you have to remember that they are learning and absorbing and doing a little at a time, and we have to be kind and tender with them and just lead them along, model with them. And now let's talk about some of the new questions, the questions that new believers ask. How does one keep the Sabbath? That's the most important thing. That's the most important thing. There are other lifestyle issues that are important, but not like Sabbath keeping. That incorporates both the lifestyle and the doctrine. And they want to know how to tell their families. My husband's been cut off from his family because he's joined a cult. And they're angry at him. And he prays for them every day. He wishes that they would listen. Here's another one. You lose your friends. There's so many changes. What do you do? I grew up in the church. This is nothing new to me. All my friends are Adventists. It really hits home to me when I realize his friends, he's not going out with them drinking and whatever. You know? Of course, he really didn't. He was a Baptist, but I just... But it is hard to set aside your own friends, and then what do you do? Because you haven't got the friends yet in the church. So you know what I need to do? I need to tell you what Heather Dawn had said were the three most important things that come out of this before my time is up. What did I do with my phone? Oh, here it is.
But it contains, oh, by the way, this is...
That way we can just wrap this up really quick. 20 minutes is fast!
Oh, yeah.
Phase of the summoning process.
You didn't readjust time, though, right? Everybody can get their time.
This has everybody gets chapters.
Okay. Establish a nurture retention committee at the church level that includes women and men. And use some of the things that are presented, which I haven't really done well. Begin the nurture at the end of the evangelistic meetings. Because the very first Sabbath, a new person comes into church. Get them involved. Introduce them to the women who are going to be working with them and mentoring them. And where's the other one? There's three. Do you have? Did she send you three? All right. Well, she sent me two. I thought she sent me three. Okay, we're done. I'm so. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, you can tell. Oh, allow the women of the church to spearhead the nurture of new members. She did give me that. Wasn't in the other list. Yes. Okay. That's how women can be involved, and they do it well. And I wish I could tell you some of the things that I know what they've done in other countries. Oh, yeah, I just said that. I wish I could have time to tell you what people around, women around the world are doing. Just this. We have so many. If you would look at the news on our Women's Ministries news site, you would be able to see that. Okay.